This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Not that I am not looking forward to today's show, but tomorrow's show, Pinto, we're going to have some fun. Tomorrow's going to be a good Friday on the Mike McFeely Show. Not good Friday on the Mike McFeely Show. A good Friday on the Mike McFeely Show. Do you know why, my friend?
I have an idea. I've heard you calling and laughing and
chortling.
Yeah,
chortling.
Chortling.
Well, here's, and we'll get to our first guest here on the Thursday edition in just a moment here on this program. But tomorrow's program, from about 4:15 after the four-pack, we have to get the four-pack in, from about 4:15 until 5 o'clock, we are going to have the radio broadcast team from the Furman Paladins in studio with us to talk some Bison Paladins football and take listener questions, comments, complaints, whatever you want to do with the broadcast team from the Furman Paladins. Also, in the first hour of the show, just to have some more fun with this Bison football game coming up on Saturday, we're going to visit with some folks who we know are going to be tailgating on Saturday morning. I put the call out on the Facebook today, Daniel. I said, okay, my wife has canceled out of tailgating.
Really?
Yes. I know. I know other people who have said, no way, Jose. It's going to be like 20 below zero on Saturday at 9 o'clock or whenever you can officially start tailgating. I know people said, no way. So I put the call out on Facebook and said, look, who is going to be tailgating? Is anybody going to be tailgating Saturday? Because it's going to be 20 below. I got all kinds of messages saying, yep, we're there. We're there, Mike. We're going to do it. It'll be like ice fishing. We'll just pretend like we're out ice fishing someplace. And so we'll talk with a couple of those people tomorrow on tomorrow's program, rather, who are going to be tailgating in 20 below temperatures on Saturday morning. Think about this. If you were one of those Bison football fans who were in Manhattan, Kansas tailgating, and there was a good number of them, you were tailgating in 105 degree temperatures in Kansas in August. If you are one of the brave souls who will be out Saturday morning, you will be in presumably minus 20 degree temperatures. So you'll have tailgated in tropical, sticky, humid heat and frozen subarctic tundra. That's pretty impressive, if you stop and think about that. That's tailgating fanaticism right there. But we'll talk with some of those folks tomorrow. In the meantime, right now, we need to talk about some very serious topics. Well, even more serious than tailgating. I want to talk about the $1 billion, let me repeat that number, a $1 billion budget surplus that is forecast for the great state of Minnesota in 2014. And to help us do that, let's bring in somebody partially responsible for that $1 billion surplus. His name is Representative Paul Marquardt from Dilworth. Hello, Representative. How are you?
Very well. Good afternoon, Mike.
So what's going on here? I saw the news this morning, and being a Minnesota resident, I said, all right, we have money in the bank finally in Minnesota. This is a good day. We're not talking deficits. We're talking a billion with a B dollar surplus.
Well, this is really good news, and you're just talking about the extremes and temperatures for tailgating, you know, going from 105 degrees in Kansas to minus 20 probably on Saturday in Fargo. Well, that's like our budget. A few years ago, we were looking at a $4.5 billion deficit, and now the news today about a $1.1 billion surplus. And, you know, it didn't just happen, and a lot of things that factored into it, but probably the biggest one is that the economy in Minnesota is strong, and the forecast is it's going to get stronger. And that's helping to bring in revenues, which is really important. But on top of that, the session, what we realized, Governor Dayton and the legislature, is that we had to do some things differently. We had to have an honest budget for a change, you know, not sit and do all these gimmicks and one-time shifts and borrow from our schools. And so we made our tax system more fair for the middle class, and then zeroed in and invested in those things that help our economy and create new jobs. And that's starting to really see things. There's been 10,000 jobs created just since July 1st when the new budget went in.
Talk about the school shift, because you mentioned a little bit about that, but you know, part of the way that the other party kind of sort of fudged some of the numbers was to move some money around and take some money from schools in Minnesota and all these different things. But as I understand it, reading through some of the news reports and some of the things I've received today, is that that school shift, that's all paid off now, correct? This is a $1 billion deficit. I'm sorry, surplus, not a surplus, with the schools paid off, right?
That's exactly right. If you remember a couple of years ago when the Republicans had said they had balanced this budget, that's when we had the 20-some-day government shutdown in Minnesota. They did that by borrowing $2.8 billion from our schools. And so our number one focus was to say that we're going to have an honest budget and we're going to pay back these schools. And so with the report today, as you just alluded, every single cent of that $2.8 billion we owed the schools are now paid back. So that's huge.
Representative Paul Marquardt, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, we're talking about the $1 billion surplus that is forecast in the Minnesota budget in 2014. Okay, so you guys are going back down to St. Paul after the first of the year, Paul, for another legislative session. What is this going to mean? What is the surplus, the projected forecast surplus, what is it going to mean for legislators this time around?
First of all, there will be one more forecast in March, and that will be the one we will use. So we'll have a few more months to guide how the economy is going and so forth, but I don't anticipate that to change much. So we've now paid back the school shift. That will leave about $825 million. Now, it's too soon to say what will happen with that, but just from experience, typically when you have a deficit, you have a lot of debate and a lot of consternation. Well, you almost have just as much when you have the surplus, because people are going to be there saying, hey, you know, we didn't quite get funded here, we didn't get funded there last time. So we've got to step back. We're going to have to wait till March. But, you know, there's certainly areas, you know, in nursing home, elderly care. I mean, you could go through a list of things. There were some things done in the tax bill last year that we may come back and change. So you never know what that might be, but it's probably too early right now. All I know is I think it's going to extend when we'll get done, because there'll be a lot of debate about this.
Well, and that's, I think it's the old saw in any legislative body is oftentimes it's easier when you have a deficit, because I think everybody is sort of on the same page that you have to, we got to find some ways to get some efficiencies here. But when you have a surplus, it's almost more difficult, because it's the other thing. It's the other extreme, quite honestly, that people are saying, okay, we have some money here, so let's do something with it, right?
Well, that's exactly right. But I do think what we did this year, placing some very significant strategic investment in areas that really will help the economy, all-day kindergarten for education, that was huge. First time in this state, we froze tuition in our colleges and universities. Significant property tax relief in the new homestead credit. Yeah, I mean, all of these things lend itself to a better, more robust economy. And, you know, the stats are showing that in the last year, our unemployment rate's gone down a full point, 5.8% to 4.8%. We've got the fifth fastest growing economy in the nation. Forbes magazine, and they're not exactly a liberal magazine by any mean, of course, ranked us the eighth best state for business, which in comparison to Wisconsin and others just blow them out of the water. So things are going well, and despite what you hear from the loyal opposition, the doom and gloom and the sky is falling, all this, you know, we've got concerns. We're going to continue to move ahead along the border. We've got concerns. But the bottom line that no one can deny at this point is that things are moving in the right direction. And this budget that we passed this last year was it wasn't about doom and gloom and hoping things fail. It was about hope and optimism and preparing for a better future. And I think that's what you're seeing. And I think people around the state see that too, that things are in the right direction. You've solved the budget in an honest way without having to borrow or cut the, you know, for property tax, leads to property tax increases. I think it's, these investments are really paying off at this point.
I didn't ask you to take phone calls before you came on, Representative Marquardt, but we do have a caller who has a question about property tax in Minnesota. Is that okay if we take that?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Let's go to Comstock, Minnesota, and talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. You're on with Representative Paul Marquardt.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Very good.
Yeah, just wondering, we just got our proposed property taxes, and my house went down 11%, thank you very much, and my land went up from 25% to 30%. that? And it's all, I know this is county more than a county and city and stuff, but is that what you guys, is that what you thought would happen?
Yeah, that, yes it is. I mean, we're going, overall around the state, we're hoping for a property tax decrease, which you're going to do. And what's happened, and it's not just this year, but the last few years, is, as you know, the farmland, the market value is going up huge, you know, 25-30%. And so what's happened is the property tax is shifting kind of from the homeowners off to the ag land, to the farms. And that's going to probably be that way for a few years. I will tell you that the property tax relief that we did do this year actually statewide will decrease the taxes about 15-20% from what they would have been. So even though they are going up, they are lower than what they would have been without some of the things we did. But unfortunately, it's the land values that are really pushing up those property taxes right now.
Now, the county can still adjust those if they need, if they want to.
Right? They can. In fact, Clay County has their Truth and Taxation meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. And so it'd be great to go to that meeting. You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Paul, you have a nice holidays.
Yep, you bet, Mark. Thanks very much for the phone call. So we're all talking at once. I apologize. There, Representative Mark Quart, thank you, my friend. Thanks for coming on. And it's a good day to be a Minnesotan today with a $1 billion projected surplus for the first time, gosh, since, God, a long time. It's either we're not under this whole specter of a multi-billion dollar deficit, we're now talking surpluses in Minnesota. Good day.
It is. It's a good day. We're moving forward.
Thank you,
Mike.
Yep, see you later. Paul Marquardt, representative from Dilworth, Minnesota.